my name is Mansi, and I am obsessed with unearthing every little secret about parenting, babies, business, and wellness that will help you navigate through all the questions you always wanted to ask, but didn't know who to. I'm a simple woman from the maximum city who quit her high-paying marketing job to start India's most trusted discovery platform for parents after a six-month backpacking trip with her two-year-old daughter. We just rupees 10,000. I now run a seven-figure online business with kidstoppress.com and connect with over 10 million parents a month. I share our favorites every single day on the website and on our social media so you can have the best moments with your children and leave the discovering to us. Think of this as your play date with a fellow mom over wine or coffee who loves her kids but also needs her happy ass without them. Shy away from the real talk? No ways. Whether it's money, business, failure, baby, sex, or frustrations of not keeping it all together, we've got you covered. So now grab your tea, sit cozy, and stay tuned for another stellar episode of Keep It Real podcast by KidStopRest.com. Today I'm here to talk about a topic that is on many parents' minds. How important is it to teach coding to my kids? These are the questions parents often ask in PTMs, on school WhatsApp groups, and on one-to-one interactions with educators. As we talk about the changing realms of education, this is one essential skill we never learned at school, but managed to catch up on much later in life. With AI and machine learning changing the way we think, do, and act, coding is definitely a skill that will prove to be a differentiator in the coming years. But how soon is too soon? So is coding just a set of lines in a computer language that your child will pick up sitting in front of the screen? No. That's the mistaken notion that has forced parents to hurriedly enroll their kids in numerous coding classes outside of school to make sure they don't fall behind. The fear of missing out for more parents. Learning to code comes with a set of prerequisite skills that children will find handy in everyday life. Skills that are considered non-academic but essential to help shape their future, like critical thinking, problem solving, communication skills, etc. Coding has always been understood, or should I say misunderstood, as something that older children will learn. Requires them to be glued to their screens and a lot of basic computer knowledge before you start. What if I told you that all that's wrong? Let me explain. I'm reminded of this book by Dr. Swati Popat-Butz, who's the founder and director of Podar Prep. Yash and Yashika learn about coding, where coding was broken down as a set of essential skills our kids will need to learn to help them think logically and apply in their learnings. Coding is often seen as a precursor to thriving in a modern workplace. But did you know that learning coding helps to lay the foundation for literacy and language development? Here are five ways learning coding helps in foundational literacy and numeracy skills. By breaking down complex problems to smaller steps, coding helps teach essential problem-solving skills. Coding requires precise sequencing of instructions, which is fundamental to both literacy and numeracy. Coding involves pattern recognition, sequencing, and looping that'll help in both problem-solving as well as storytelling. Coding encourages logical thinking, which comes in handy in understanding cause and effect in critical situations. Coding projects often also involve collaboration and communication, especially when working on a team or seeking help from others. With the advent of new teaching methods that focus on children's essential skills and a tailor-made curriculum rather than an old-school rigid syllabus, schools today are doing their bit to help our children work on essential 21st century skills. And Podar Prep is one such preschool that puts your child's needs ahead. At Podar Prep, they work on innovative ways to teach children essential pre-coding skills that are screen-free. Though the use of simple toys such as Frobel's gifts, the teachers at Podar Prep incorporate play into the learning process, make it both educational and entertaining. What is your take on this? How are you as parents laying the right foundation for your kids with coding to help them take on the world tomorrow? As always, if you love this episode, don't feel shy from sharing your favorite moments and key takeaways from this episode with a screenshot and tag us on Instagram. It's at Mansi.Zaveri and at KidStopPress.